Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, now powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with three special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of living on site and liking it. Joining me by phone are three fantastic guests, Dr. Carla Earhart, Professor of Property Management with the Miller College of Business at Ball State University, and two of her students in the program, Devin Mathena and Thomas Leslie. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, so, Carla, this is something that we've done before with your some previous students where we've had talked about a different topic, but about your program. Why don't you explain a little bit about the property management program at Ball State and how it came to be and what's how it's developed over the years and where you are today?
Thanks, Paul. I love sharing this story, and I appreciate the opportunity to share the story that this is actually the 25th anniversary of the property management program at Ball State. And so we have a long history of educating the talent pool for the property management industry. It was leaders of the National Apartment Association and the Indiana Apartment Association who came together over 25 years ago and helped introduce Ball State to the concept of property management. And then we started the academic program in property management. Ball State was the second university after Virginia Tech started their program in property management. And we now have several alumni that have gone into the multifamily housing industry and, as you know, have had very successful careers. To tell you a little bit more about the program, and then I'll let the students jump in and share some things from their perspective. But at Ball State, students have the option to either major in property management or minor in property management. And all total, between the major and the minor, we currently have about 100 students in the program, and we have about 500 alumni nationwide who have studied property management at Ball State. As you said, the program is a part of the Miller College of Business at Ball State, and so the students in their property management curriculum take a lot of courses related to general business. They take courses in accounting and finance and real estate. They take a course in business law. They take a management course, a marketing course, and perhaps the students can chime in and talk more about the courses specific to property management. What are some of the courses that the two of you have taken?
Yeah, so some of the property management courses that I've taken, first off, we started off with the intro to property management just to get our feet under us and figure out what it is. And then we also, from that, we took some like marketing classes and leasing classes. We also took a facilities management. And then another class was a profit management and real estate. And then some like trends and issues classes. And then my senior year this year, I'm taking a capstone class that specifically is about strategic management. And then if Thomas wants to elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah, we also took a senior housing class. It was an elective. And then last semester, me and Devin were actually in an immersive learning class with Dr. Earhart. So that was pretty cool to be on site and kind of seeing the background of what a property manager does.
We really want the students to have as much experience as possible before they graduate, and so the students do a lot of field experiences, a lot of job shadowing. The course that Thomas was speaking about from fall semester, applications in property management, and the students work together in teams to do a great deal of hands-on experience, everything from troubleshooting emergency situations to resident events, to facilities inspections, to social media. And I want Devin to talk more about that course because his team recently won a university award for the work that they did in the applications class.
Yeah, so that class was actually very fun for me and interesting. I learned a lot. My group was the resident relations team, so we just focused on connecting with the residents and getting them connected more with Ball State and just the Muncie community. We hosted some events. Our first event, we hosted like a pumpkin carving contest for the residents. And we just got to really know them and connect with them. And then our second event that we did, we actually went around town, downtown Muncie, and reached out to some local businesses and got some like gifts for a trivia night that we did with them. And just try to get them to go out into Muncie and go downtown more and go to these restaurants and local businesses.
As I said, our students do a lot of hands-on learning, and one of those requirements is an internship. So, Thomas, you want to talk about your internship experience?
Yeah, so last summer I interned with Widener Apartment Homes in Seattle, Washington. I was living on-site, which was a really great experience for me. I really liked, I mean, obviously the benefit of getting a free apartment was nice, but I liked the commute was really nice, and just learning more about leasing and what goes into being a property manager. So it was a really great experience for me, and I'm really excited to continue my career path with property management in the future.
And then,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Devin.
Yeah, my internship last summer, I did it with Baird and Stokely in downtown Indianapolis. It was a great experience. It was like an immersive learning experience to where I shadowed everybody at corporate, like the legal team, the accounting, finance team, marketing team, and then I went to one of their properties downtown Indianapolis, right on the canal, and shadowed the property manager, the maintenance team, the assistant property manager, and I focused a lot on leasing.
You know, Carla, one of the things that I can tell you is a difference is I've probably in the last 7 years of doing this radio show, I've interviewed over 600 folks in the multifamily industry. And by and large, the vast majority of the people, when I asked the question, how did you get in the industry, just stumbled into it. This is such what you're doing and what Ball State and the other universities are doing is such a great thing for the industry to be able to give folks the opportunity to learn about it before they stumble into it. Tell me a little bit about some of the successes that you've seen.
I don't have any data to back this up, and I think over the years we'll be able to do that. But I think having the education early, going through 4 years of understanding what property management is all about, I do know, in fact, that our students as alumni are placed in higher positions when they start in property management, and they climb higher into the industry at a faster rate than someone who does not have the educational background. The data that I don't have, but that I anecdotally believe, is that they stay in the industry longer. I know this is an industry where there is a lot of employee turnover, but I just feel certain that those that are going through an academic program in property management do indeed go into property management as a profession, and then because they knew what they were getting into from the beginning, they stay in the industry longer. So that is something that I do think is a success of our program. Another success is that our students can pursue a variety of professional designations applications while they're still taking classes. Mm-hmm. And so that is another advantage of going through an academic program. It is a lot cheaper to pursue these professional designations as a student in a property management program as compared to having the company pay for it for the employee later on. So that's just another success story that we like to brag about. If I could, I would like to talk more about the course that Devin and Thomas are in this semester, because they are representing an entire class of students who have been studying the issue of living on site. It's not a topic that we've really covered in other courses in our curriculum, and the class that they're taking this semester is one that we get to select a topic and really run with that topic, do a deep dive into that topic. And so where we started with this course was actually talking about housing norms and how and why people select the type of housing that they do, whether it is purchasing a house or renting an apartment. What are what about their background and what have they learned through movies and TV shows and books, or even their education? What led them to wanting to live in a house that has been purchased or wanting to live in a rental apartment? Yes.
I was going to say, we're going to take a break here and let's jump back in to our second segment with that topic and with that question.
That sounds great, Paul.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We will be right back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcast, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing an important and timely topic for the multifamily industry: living on site and liking it. I have joining me by phone three fabulous guests: Dr. Carla Earhart, the professor of property management with the Miller College of Business at Ball State University, and two of her students in the program, Devin Mathena and Thomas Leslie. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Carla, we We're talking in the previous segment. At the very end, you were talking about one of the core differences in the program this year is the fact that it's about living on site. Let's go back into that. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yes, the course that Devin and Thomas are in this semester is a kind of a special topics course. The topic changes each semester, and we look at issues, industry-related issues. Specifically this semester, it's about housing norms, how people select where they want to live, and it ultimately led to this particular class focusing on living on site. Several of the students are have already done an internship and lived on site. Some of the students are graduating this semester and may or may not be living on site, but it was just a timely topic that we were able to do a deep dive this spring semester. And I might add that we had a lot of guest speakers doing our deep dive into the topic. We are so fortunate at Ball State that we have an advisory board of property management companies from across the U.S. who assist our program in a variety of ways, and they're so generous with their time. Several of them either joined us in person or joined us by Zoom, or we emailed back and forth with them, and they shared with us a lot of information to help us better understand living on site. And I know that your listeners will be familiar with many of these companies. We were assisted by Buckingham Companies, Edward Rose and Sons, the Gene B. Glick Company, the NRP Group. We had individuals from Pedcor Homes join us, as well as Thompson Thrift and Widener Apartment Homes. And what we learned and what Thomas and Devin can expand upon is all of the individual experiences we learned about, all the different company policies we learned about, all the differences in opinion regarding living on site. So I'll let them start by elaborating on the value to on-site staff living on-site.
Great.
Yeah, so some of the benefits of an employee living on-site, first off, the rent discount is probably one of the biggest benefits. Whether you're renting an apartment or buying a house, any type of housing is really expensive these days. So having a discount actually saves you a lot of money. And from our guest speakers, we learned that not all companies offer a discount. We can see anywhere from 10% off up to like 50% off, or even in some cases, the property manager or the maintenance supervisor actually can get a free apartment. But some other benefits besides just the rent discount, you can also get discounts on like parking or if utilities are included in that, and just some other great benefits.
Yeah, and some more benefits with living on site include having full access to the amenities. So you can have things like, you know, pool, outdoor cooking space, the gym. So, you know, save money on not getting a gym membership, which is nice. And then also a clubhouse. You know, if you have friends come over, you can host parties. So that's nice, and sometimes there's even movie theaters included in the amenities. So definitely a lot of benefits that come with living on site.
When we talked to a variety of people in our class, they had very, very different experiences. We talked to some corporate-level property management professionals who had only lived on site short-term while they were getting familiar with an area. Maybe it was a new job at the corporate level, but they wanted to get familiar with the area in the new town where they had gotten this new job. And they also wanted to see what it was like to actually be a resident at one of the apartment communities before they took a leadership position with that property management company. We talked with some other members of our advisory board who had lived on site while they were between houses. They were selling one house before moving into another, and so for a short period of time they were living on site. But we also talked to some people who had actually lived on site continuously during their apartment industry career for 20 years or more. Mm. So we did get an awful lot of advice and them sharing their experiences. I remember one of the speakers talking about the convenience of having the reduced rent automatically deducted from their paycheck, that they didn't even have to think about paying rent because it just came out of their paycheck. So they thought that was a convenience. And certainly it saves time getting to work, saves money on gas because you don't have to commute to work if you are both working and living at the same location.
Yeah, another benefit I wanted to mention was that there's no maintenance involved, so you don't have to worry about that. You can just put in a work order and then go to work, and then when you come home, everything should be fixed. You also don't have to worry about, like, any yard work or that involves, like, shoveling snow, raking leaves, or even mowing. So that's another big benefit I wanted to point out.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, and I wanted to mention, you know, I've spoken with some folks who lived on site who were like in the management position, and I've gotten mixed opinions back from them. One of them said they love it because they're very close to their residents and it's like a community and so forth. And then I've spoken with some folks who said they found it to be kind of difficult to live on site because of the fact that they never get to take any time off. If they're out at the pool or enjoying themselves, people come up and say, we've got a problem in this unit and that unit. So the solution they had was with the same company, they were able to get an apartment on another property that was close by, but they weren't the manager of that property. So those are some of the things that I've heard from people as well. Any comments on that, Carla?
There are several challenges to living and working in the same location, and living at a sister apartment community is certainly an advantage if that is an option with the property management company you're working for. You may not receive the same level of discount, but there should be a discount to living at a sister property and still allows you to save money and better understand the apartment rental experience. We also heard from someone who we thought did something really unique. They were living on site during the week at the apartment that they managed, but they had saved so much money by their rent discount over the years that they were able to buy a vacation home. And so when they needed a break or on weekends or on holidays, they stayed at their vacation home in another location a few hours away. And we thought that was a very creative solution, so that they had the advantages of living on site for work, but they also had the advantage of investing in real estate and being able to get away from the property when they needed to.
All right, fantastic. Well, we are going to need to break it here. We were going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that's important to the multifamily industry, which is living on site and liking it. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are three great guests, Dr. Carla Earhart, Professor of Property Management with the Miller College of Business at Ball State University, and two of her students in the program, Devin Mathena and Thomas Leslie. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. And Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. So, Carla, let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges that people might come across when living on site, both for the employee and for the company and the community.
Okay. Starting with the company, one of the hot topics that we discussed during the semester was what happens when an employee leaves or is unfortunately terminated, and housing was a part of their compensation. The company needs a policy to address that. It needs to be known up front how that would be handled. So during the employee orientation or at some point, even maybe during the interview, that needs to be explained. And some of the policy options that were shared with us, one company said that they require a former employee to move out within 72 hours. We had another company that said they give the former employee 2 weeks to move out. Mm. Another company, because these are typically month-to-month leases for the employees, so this company said that the former employee has until the end of the month when the former employee's lease expires that they are required to move out at the end of that month-to-month lease. One company said they give former employees a very generous 30 days to find new housing. And then something that we also learned, that if the employee left on their own and they weren't terminated, because this would be inappropriate if they were terminated, that some companies actually allow the former employee to continue living at that apartment community. Even if they're not working there anymore, they are eligible to continue living there, but it's with a new lease, the regular lease terms, just like any other resident, expectations like any other resident, and of course they're paying the full market rent. They're no longer receiving the discount. But Thomas or Devin, what else do you remember from class about the challenges and solutions for the employer?
Yeah, I think one of the solutions for the company is for generating less revenue as compared to renting the apartment to a resident at full market rent is to actually just budget for it like any other form of employee compensation. And it's actually better than just sitting there vacant. You'd rather lease it out to an employee than just let it sit there vacant. So pretty much the advantages of an on-site, on-site staff member outweighs the revenue loss.
And another challenge is residents maybe coming up to you after you're already off and asking about a work order, or when something like some of the amenities are, you know, broken, asking when that's going to get fixed. And actually this summer I experienced that. About three separate times I was in the gym working out after I got off, and we were having issues with our water supplier, so we didn't have any water in the gym. And it's actually the same resident asked me, like I said, three separate times when the water was going to come in. And I was like, I'm not sure. We're trying to get it figured out. But, yeah, to kind of offset that challenge, I set boundaries with them. I was like, you know, we could talk about this maybe tomorrow when the office is open. That might be a little bit better for me. Yeah, that's just another challenge that can happen with living on site.
Carla, I'm sorry.
I was going to say there are challenges for both the employer and the employee. For the employee, they might even, as Thomas talked about, being asked to do something after hours by a resident, they might also be asked by their employer to do something after hours, maybe to check to see if something was locked up. Or if there's a complaint about a noisy neighbor, they might ask the on-site employee who is there after hours to do something about that. The problem is not being compensated for that extra work. So not only do you have to set clear boundaries with residents, you also need to have that same conversation with your employer about what are the expectations and what is the compensation if you are expected to work after hours. Going back to setting boundaries with the residents, residents might want you to unlock an apartment if they've lost their key. That can be a concern. And I know the students in class, we've talked about burnout of living and working at the same place. So what recommendations do the students have for overcoming that burnout?
Yeah, to get over burnout, I really think that you just need to, like, get out and have a well-balanced work-life balance. I think you need to get out on lunch breaks or any time that you're off the clock. You just need to go out, or you can live at a sister property so residents aren't bothering you. And yeah,
that makes sense.
So, another advantage.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Another advantage of the sister property issue is that you might feel more comfortable using the pool or using the fitness room or using any of the amenities because the residents at that sister property don't know who you are. And so there is no discomfort in using the amenities at the sister property where there might be if you are living and working at the exact same property.
Yeah, and I'm curious for the students that lived at a property during the summer, how did you find the experience as far as how you were treated, not only by the residents, but also by the on-site team that was there?
Yeah, I had a great experience. The staff were really supportive and kind to me. I don't think there was a time where I was asked to do anything after hours, other than the 4th of July. My property manager asked if I was available to just walk through the property and make sure no one was setting off fireworks or, you know, lighting anything on fire. But other than that, yeah, it was a great experience. And like I said, they just, you know, really gave me my space and respected my privacy outside of work.
Paul, something else to bring up about the potential concerns of an employee working after hours. One of our guest speakers talked about a workers' comp issue that an employee got injured while performing some duties after hours. and that employee lived on site but wasn't officially on the clock. And so that presents some additional issues because they were injured and not officially on the clock. So it's difficult to have that covered by workers' comp because they weren't officially on the clock. So there are just lots of discussions that need to be held in advance so that everyone knows the expectations of living on site and what should and should not be performed after hours.
That's a great point. And I think we're going to have to end this segment here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax. In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM. REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that's important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is living on site and liking it. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are three awesome guests, Dr. Carla Earhart, Professor of Property Management with the Miller College of Business at Ball State University, and two of her students in the program, Devin Mathena and Thomas Leslie. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Carla, we were talking in the break about some of the things that your students want to share about their plans for the future and their personal experiences living on site. Let's jump right into that.
Yeah, so last summer during my internship with Baird and Stokely, I didn't live on site just because I already lived close. My hometown was pretty close to the property, but I was offered a free apartment, which looking back on now, I should have taken that opportunity to, like, just immerse myself into the industry, really. But for my future plans, I graduate actually this Saturday, so in a few days. But my plan, I already arranged to rent a house with two of my current roommates. But after my first year, I am really considering living on site just because of the many benefits that apartment living does offer. I think the fact that you don't have to commute to work, and you get to save money on gas, and also like the gym. I need to get back in the gym, and I really don't want to go buy a fitness membership, so that would be a perfect opportunity for me to get back in the gym. I also think a pool. I've always wanted a pool, so like that's another perfect benefit for me. But if free parking is offered as well, or if utilities are discounted or included, and with that discount, that'd be just another great benefit. But I also think that I'd be an ambassador for the industry if I did live on site, and I'd be able to connect with like my residents and, I don't know, just be fully submerged into the industry. And I think that'd be a good opportunity for me after my first year.
Tell me a little bit of, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what your plans are as far as where you'd like to go in the industry, as far as where you'd like to start out and what part. I mean, there's so many different places a person could start, whether it's in leasing or management or maintenance.
Yeah,
or whatever.
So I actually was just offered an assistant property manager position. Because I've already focused a lot on leasing throughout my 4 years here and during my internship. And so they offered me an assistant property manager position. But ultimately, my end goal is I want to be a regional manager. I want to oversee like a few different properties and or work my way up to like corporate office. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then
what about
me?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. After I graduate, I plan on, I want to start with leasing again just to get more familiar with the industry because I've only had one internship, but I do plan on living on site. Like I said in the previous segment, I lived on site last summer for my internship, and I really loved it. It helped me get more comfortable with the property itself. And it helped me lease apartments as well because I knew the property better, I knew the layouts better. I plan on living on site once I graduate, and I'm also planning on moving out of state. So I think it'll really help me just get more comfortable with the new state and city that I'm in. And I'm also going to be saving a lot of money with the rent discount because coming out of college, I'm probably not going to have a lot of money. I'm excited for that.
Okay. All right.
And Paul, this is really a transition time for not only the students, but myself as well, because I'm going to be retiring from Ball State in just a few months. And my husband and I are actually searching for an apartment. We have lived in the same house for 30 years, paying a mortgage on that house. And all of the time and money and effort that goes into owning a house, I'm really looking forward to the freedom and the convenience and practicing what I've been preaching all of these years as I've been teaching in the property management program. And as I told you during the break, we've looked at 15 apartment communities already. I am a leasing consultant's worst nightmare because I know too much about the industry, so I ask lots of questions. And one of the questions that I've asked all of the leasing consultants is whether or not they live on site. It just, you know, works in well with what I'm teaching this semester. And it also, their answer tells me something about their investment in multifamily housing as an employee, their loyalty to their employer. So I've gotten a lot of interesting answers, some that I didn't like and others that were outstanding. The saddest responses that I received were when the leasing consultants told me outright that they prefer owning a house, that they wanted a house for their kids, for their dogs, that they needed the yard space. And the whole time I'm thinking, well, you're working at an apartment community where children are living, where residents have dogs, and they're making it work, and you're telling me you can't make that work. So I just didn't see them as a good ambassador for right. their apartment community. But as I said, I did have some staff who shared some very positive experiences about living on site. They said that it helped them to get to know the residents better. It helped them to understand the residents' needs better. Of course, just like Devin and Thomas have talked about, they enjoyed the fitness room, the swimming pool, those things being, you know, just a few steps away. Some of them talked about their families enjoying the playground that was on site, or that their spouse used the private workspaces that were available in the clubhouse. So they were talking about not only their own positive experiences, but the positive experiences of their family. There was one leasing consultant in particular that I remember, because we were looking at an apartment home, and when I had all of my questions, he said, I live in this same floor plan right above the model. And so when I had questions about how to arrange the furniture, it was kind of awkward in my view of how to arrange the living room furniture, and he told me how he arranged his, and it made perfect sense. I also asked him about noise because it was close to the elevator, and he said, no, I don't hear the elevator in my apartment. And then he went on, even though I hadn't even asked, he said that the sunsets from his balcony were absolutely gorgeous. So he was great at sharing his on-site living experiences and convincing me that that apartment home would work for my husband and myself. But there was one that I liked even better, one story that I'd like to share, and that was a leasing consultant that when I asked her, did she live on site, she told us that she used to be a real estate agent. And several of our students at Ball State have aspirations of becoming real estate agents, sometimes instead of going into property management. So this is actually a story that I have shared in class, that this leasing consultant used to be a real estate agent, but she transitioned to become a leasing consultant because she said she wanted a more stable income with the rise in interest rates, that selling real estate was no longer a stable income, and that she also was attracted to the benefits of the multifamily housing industry, that she wasn't getting those as a real estate agent, like health insurance, like a retirement plan, and she elaborated on the rent discount of living on site. So I couldn't have said that better myself, and I have shared that story in class because I think she hit several of the concerns about attracting a bright talent pool to multifamily housing industry, and how this industry can attract people who might otherwise want to sell real estate or who might otherwise want to go into commercial property management. Those industries don't have the on-site living experience, that as a benefit.
All right. Well, before we break it here, we've got about 30 seconds left, Carl, and I wanted to ask you, you know, we probably have a lot of our audience members who work in multifamily who have young children who are bringing up, and there's a legacy a lot of times where they will go in, follow the footsteps of their parents and into the industry. Just quickly, talk about the benefits in about 30 seconds of going through a program like at Ball State, either at Ball State or some of the other universities around the country, and why you would encourage that.
Yes, all of your listeners, if they do have children, whether that's young children, high school, you know, getting ready to start into an academic degree, going through a property management program, whether it's at Ball State or any of the other universities, we really start you where you are, help you gain the experience that you need, set you up for success, because so many of the courses do provide hands-on experience. You know what you're getting into from day one. I teach some of those freshman courses, and job shadowing is an important part of what we do in those freshman classes, so those students get to see what a property manager does or what a leasing consultant does. I've even had students that shadowed maintenance, and their aspiration is now to become a maintenance supervisor or a building engineer. And they never knew, unless they grew up in a family that had been exposed to the multifamily housing industry, they never knew what a wonderful career this could be. So that's the message I would share, is that it's a wonderful career, and starting someone to learn about it in middle school, high school, and then definitely through a university program like Ball State. We are really training the talent pool for the future. With so many apartment communities being built, there's going to be an even greater need for professionally trained talent pool. And so I'm very proud of what Ball State has done to train more than 500 alumni.
Well, that's fantastic, and I couldn't agree more, but we're going to have to end it here. Thank you all for being on the show today, but we will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.